Chapter 1. The Mahoons. Moonfleet is a village about half a mile from the sea, on the west side of the Fleet Stream. The village is separated from the English Channel by a lagoon and a big beach. When I was a child, I thought the village was called Moonfleet because on a calm night the moon shines brightly on the lagoon. But later, I learned that the name comes from Mahoon Fleet. The Mahoon family were once important people in the area. My name is John Trenchard, and I was 15 when this story began. My parents had been dead for years, and I lived with my aunt, Miss Arnold, a kind but strict woman. It was late in October of 1757. And I was sitting in the living room, reading a book called The Arabian Nights Entertainment. When it became too dark to read, I got up and went out into the street. It was a poor street, because Moonfleet was a poor village, with not even 200 people. The sun had set, and it was beginning to get dark. I walked along to Ratsey's house, because I could hear him working there. Ratsey was the sexton and the mason of the village.
"Hello, John,"
said Ratsey.
"Come in and help me finish this job. You can hold the lantern for me."
Ratsey was always kind to me, so I went in and held the lantern while he worked on the tombstone of David Block, which said, "Sacred to the memory of David Block, age 15, who was killed by a shot fired from the schooner Electra on the 21st of June, 1757. The whole village was talking about David's death. He was the only child of Elsevier Block, who had the Why Not Inn in the village. David was on a small smuggler's boat that June night when it was stopped by the king's schooner. People said that a local magistrate called Maskew warned the king's soldiers about the smugglers. There was some fighting that night, and Maskew shot young David in the face and killed him. Poor David paid a high price for a night's adventure. The other smugglers were caught and sent to prison."
"What a cruel thing to do, shooting such a young boy,"
said Ratsey as he worked on David's tombstone.
"Well, I'm almost finished for today. You've helped me with the lantern, John, so come to the Why Not Inn with me. Elsevier needs to talk to friends at a time like this, and we can have something to drink that will warm us on this cold evening."
I was only a boy, and it was an honour to be invited to the Why Not, the inn where all the men went. "Aunt Jane will get angry if she finds out," I thought. The Why Not was not the real name of the inn. Its name was the Mahoon Arms. The Mahoons once owned the whole village, but they had a lot of bad luck and lost all of their money. Their emblem, the form of a Y, was still on many of the buildings in the village. I was very excited when Ratsey opened the door of the inn. Elsevier Block was sitting by the fireplace, smoking his pipe. He was a strong man, with a lot of grey hair and a rather kind face. Elsevier got up when we came in and said sharply,
"What does this boy want?" "Good evening, Elsevier,"
said Ratsey.
"John and I want something to drink. It's cold outside. I've just finished working on David's tombstone, and it will be ready by Monday night."
"David will finally rest in peace,"
said Elsevier sadly.
"But the men who killed him won't find peace anywhere."
"What happened to David was terrible,"
said Ratsey.
"But revenge is always wrong."
Elsevier did not answer and looked at the fire in the fireplace. We drank some hot tea and looked at the fire too. At last, Elsevier spoke.
John, it's time for you to go home. Men say that Blackbeard walks around the streets on the first cold nights.
He evidently wanted to get rid of me, so I said goodnight and left. I ran all the way home, and I didn't go by the churchyard, because Blackbeard's ghost was there at night. Blackbeard was one of the Mahoons who died a century ago, and was buried in the crypt under the church with other members of his family. Some people said he could not rest because he was looking for his lost treasure. Others said he could not rest because he had been evil in his life. Their description of Blackbeard was frightening. They said he was very tall and strong, with a long black beard, a dark face, and evil eyes. The Reverend Mr. Glennie, who was the parson and our schoolteacher, knew a lot about these things. He said that Blackbeard's real name was Colonel John Mahoon. During the Civil War, King Charles I was a prisoner and gave him a huge diamond in exchange for a favor to help him escape. Mahoon took the diamond, but did not help the king escape. He hid the diamond somewhere, and after the war he returned to Moonfleet, where everyone hated him. Mahoon died, and the secret of the diamond died with him. So now his ghost was trying to find the precious diamond. However, Mr. Glennie did not believe that Blackbeard had hidden the diamond in the churchyard. He believed it was hidden somewhere else. I was a brave boy, but I never walked near the churchyard at night.